I'm going to ask you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 1. And we're going to look at verse number 18. Start there. Verse number 18 of Matthew chapter 1. This Sunday before Christmas Day 2014.
Amen.
Amen. God is a healer. My voice is back.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Amen. Amen. God raises up his people. Amen. And he gets glory through healing. Amen. Amen. The woman was loosed from her affliction and she immediately gave glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. There was no glory in her bent over condition. Amen. But there was glory when she was made straight and strong. Amen. So we give God glory today. Matthew chapter 1 verse 18. We're going to read down to verse number 23. Reading from King James Version, it says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us."
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's pray together as we get ready to hear the word of God. Father, we bless you and praise you, lift you up and magnify you, God. We call you as our God, our Lord, our Savior, and our King. And Father God, we're here right now, God, with a heart that is hungry to be filled with the word of God. Father, we pray that you will feed us the bread of life, that we'll be strengthened in our spirit, that you will give us fresh revelation, God, that you will give us a word of encouragement, a word of strength, a word of life, a word to live by. And Father, we believe you have all of that and more for us, so we lift up our hands in the sanctuary and we bless your name even right now. Father God, we pray that you will be glorified in this place. Father, may I decrease, may you increase, and may your people, oh God, truly be edified, touched, encouraged, strengthened, and Father, ready to go forward, oh God, in their walk of faith with you. And Father, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus that we have victory in this place and the enemy is under our feet. So Father, to you we give all the glory and all the honor, and we do it in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord today. Amen. Praise God on this morning.
Amen.
Our title today is The Gift of God's Presence. Amen. The gift of God's presence. God is with us. Amen. Praise God for his presence. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And praise God that we can't get anywhere that's outside of his presence.
Amen. That's right.
David said, "Where can I flee from thy presence?" Mm-hmm. Amen. Aren't you glad that God sees you everywhere you are?
Amen.
Amen. That God is where you are, no matter where you may be. Aren't you glad, amen, that God is not only in your house and on your job and in your church and in your school, but, you know, when the tough times hit, aren't you glad that God's in the unemployment line?
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that needs to be a sermon, amen. God is in the unemployment line.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen. You better be glad God's in the unemployment line. Amen.
Because if you ever find yourself in the unemployment line, you can take comfort that God's right there with you.
Amen. That's right.
That His favor hasn't left you because you seem to be in an unfavorable position.
Right.
Amen. God is with people in the hospital. God is in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Need to preach that too. God's in prison. Amen. The Bible said that He will be with us in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So if you're in trouble, God's in trouble too.
Amen. That's right.
If you're in a fix, God's in the fix too.
That's right.
That's the wonderful thing about our God. Wherever we are, He is. Because God's presence is with us. Amen. And it's a gift. Amen. God didn't have to give Himself unto us. Amen.
Right.
He could have stayed up on His throne and ruled from heaven. Amen.
Amen.
But Jesus, amen, took upon Himself the form of man. Amen. He humbled Himself and He came to earth to be one of us.
Yeah.
Amen. But the wonderful thing is, amen, is that He's still with us. And always will be with us.
Amen.
Now, we have to pray this morning, amen, because the Lord told me this morning, amen, not even this morning, but in preparation for this morning, to let the Scripture speak.
Mm.
Amen. So we're going to just go back to the Scripture. We're going to let the Scripture speak. Amen. Which means, amen, we just going to have to believe that we hear from God. And that God will say something that's going to help us and bless us this morning. How many people have faith enough to believe that? Amen?
Amen.
That we can let the Scripture speak. I know sometimes we put our notes together and we do our research and all that time, but sometimes the Scripture just needs to speak.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
Uh-huh. Because you know, sometimes you and your notes. You know what I mean?
Right.
Sometimes we are in the know.
Yeah.
Amen. God told us something, but we ask Him our stuff.
Right.
Amen.
But we just want to let the Scripture speak this morning about the gift of God's presence. Amen. And we just trust and believe in God. Amen. That He shall speak. Let's look at the Scripture, verse number 18. It says this. It says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily," or secretly, privately, amen. "But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream." Praise God for that, amen. See, we understand something, amen. Joseph was a good man. But he had a situation. Because his fiance, who back in this day, you know, it's not like today where, you know, somebody can, we get married, oh, and baby due next week.
Yeah.
And nobody shrugged their shoulders at that, amen. But back then, amen. There was no such thing with getting married and baby coming. And so he had a problem because they're engaged, amen. And now in the engagement, Mary comes with an announcement. "I'm pregnant." So he now says, no, you know, he's a just man. He's a good man. You know what he said? "I got to put Mary away." Now he's not putting Mary away like, you know, that means he's going to divorce her or break off the engagement. But see, he's a good guy, amen. Because the Scripture says that he's a just man. He didn't want to make her a public example, though he could have. See, there's something interesting about that, amen. Just because you can expose somebody and put somebody, don't mean that you should. And some of us, sometimes, we can't wait to be able to show somebody else's dirt on it. Oh, you just wait. But see, here's the thing of the proof of your righteousness. When you can lay down the hammer, you're merciful.
Amen.
The Scriptures say, "Blessed are the merciful," amen, "for they shall receive mercy."
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you this. If you want to continue for God to be merciful in your life, you better learn to be merciful toward other people.
Amen.
When they make a mistake, don't be a taskmaster all the time. Amen. Let some stuff go. Let some stuff slide. Because I don't know about you. I know I got some stuff in me that I still need God to let me slide.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. I don't walk the straight and narrow. Amen. I trip up. I lose my way. And I'm so glad, amen, that God's merciful toward me.
Amen.
But I don't want to be about that servant who was forgiven, you know, $1 million worth of debt. And then when he saw his fellow servant who owed him $1.50, took him by the collar and said, "You better give me my money." Joseph could have made a public example of her, but he was minded to put her away quietly. But here's what I love about this, amen. It says, but while he thought on these things, God spoke to him. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that sometimes when I'm thinking of stuff, and I'm thinking about going this way, God speaks to me and says,
Yes.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yes,
you are thinking about some stuff. You thinking about doing stuff. You thinking about leaving that job. And God said,
Right.
While you are thinking on those things, God comes and speaks to you. You ever had that experience? Amen. You thinking about telling somebody off. God said,
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Amen. You thinking about giving somebody a piece of your mind. And God said, In the midst of your thought, God said, And here Joseph is thinking about putting Mary away, and God sends an angel unto Joseph and says, no, you aren't supposed to do that. I'm glad that God intervenes sometimes when I'm thinking about doing something. I'm thinking about going to the left, and God said, you need to go to the right. I'm thinking about doing something. I'm thinking about not doing something. Amen. And God steps in and lets me know what his plan is. And how many of you know God's plan is better than our plan?
Right.
God knows better what we should do than we know what we should do. Amen?
Right.
So sometimes you may be thinking about things, and you might even be like Joseph. You're a just person. You think about doing the right thing. You're not thinking about doing anything wrong. But how many of you know there's a way that seemeth right to a man?
Yeah.
Something may seem right to you, but it's going to end in death.
Right.
Something may seem right to you, but it's going to end in failure. Something may seem right to you, but it's going to end in heartache and pain. And aren't you glad at those times that God will step in and go,
Yes.
I don't know about you, amen. But I'm glad God doesn't just allow me to think stuff until the end.
Yeah.
Sometimes God interrupts my thoughts. Amen. I'm about to do something and he interrupts my thoughts with something that's better. And so he comes and he interrupts Joseph and he says up there, Joseph, thou son of David. Why did God do that? Joseph, thou son of David. He immediately starts talking to him in terms of relationship. He lets him know, you are related to David. And David is a man after my own heart. And I need to remind you, Joseph, where you come from. Amen. You come from a special lineage of my people. You are in the family of David. And so I have to let you know I'm talking to you from that place of privilege and honor. How many of you know, amen, that's where we stand today? Amen. We aren't just some ordinary people. We are the people of God. We belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that we are a chosen generation. That we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. We are different. And God comes and he speaks to Joseph, and he immediately speaks from him to him from that position of relationship. See, if you don't know where you are in God, amen, you may think that you're not worthy to hear from God. But I'm so glad God taught me years ago, I can hear from him for myself.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because I am his child and he loves me. I don't believe that I need to go, amen, and wait until Sunday morning to hear from God. And I pray you know the same thing, amen, that you can go into your prayer closet because you are a child of God and he is your father.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait. So he says to him, he's talking to him in terms of relationship. And what's the first thing he says to him? Fear not. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Fear not. I know you're thinking about doing something, but fear not. Fear not to take Mary unto your wife. You know what? Because Joseph is sitting there going, well, what if I marry her? What if I just keep going on with the wedding? What's going to happen? What if? You ever what if yourself sometimes? What if? What if I do this? What if I lose my job? What if? What if? And I love the Lord because, see, God tells you, fear not. But here's the thing. Next time you say what if, hear God say this. What if happens? Amen. Right. God is still on the throne. He's never going to leave the throne. He's still in control. And so know what he says unto you? Fear not. Amen. Don't let the devil fill you with fear about what if. What if I go back to school? What if I start a new business? What if it doesn't work? Well, what if it does?
Right. Amen.
Fear not. Why not? Because God says, amen, he says unto his people, I have not given you the spirit of fear.
Right.
But of what? But of power and of love and a sound mind. I want you to know something, amen. It's the devil who peddles in fear.
Yes.
God doesn't peddle in fear, and he doesn't try to fill your heart with fear, but the devil does. And the devil loves using people. The devil loves using your best friend to tell you something's not going to work. He loves using your neighbor. He loves using your siblings. He loves using loved ones. Watch this. He loves using church folks.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
To try to fill your heart with fear. You too old to do that now. The times are too hard for you to quit your job and start a business. Amen? Fear not, God says. Fear not. Why? Jesus said it like this. He said, my peace I give to you. Not that the world gives you peace, but I give you my peace. And then he said this. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You hear what Jesus said unto you? Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. It's time for us to realize something, amen. We are people of God. We don't walk around being afraid. Why? Because we are the righteousness of God. He became sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God. And if you're the righteousness of God, the Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. Amen. So guess what? You are not afraid. Listen, if you know who you are, you know fear has no place in your life. The rightful place in your life is a trespasser. And every trespasser must be evicted. Amen. So when fear tries to come in, when doubt tries to come in, when uncertainty tries to come in, you know what you do? You stand flat-footed as a child of God and say, I'm a child of God. I'm the righteousness of God. I'm as bold as a lion, and fear has no place in me.
Yeah.
And you issue an eviction notice, amen, and tell fear to get out.
Amen.
Because fear paralyzes you. Fear keeps you from moving. Fear makes you sink. You remember Peter was walking on water?
That's right.
Until he looked around and he saw the waves and the wind and everything else, and they said he got afraid.
Yeah.
And then he sank. See, you want to, if you want to let fear come in, you're going to sink. Amen. You're going to fall. Amen. You're going to fail. Why? Because that's what fear does. So God comes to Joseph and he comes to us the same way and says what? Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. Look, why not? But that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Know what God is saying? There are some things that are from me, and there are some things that are from the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And you better know the difference.
Oh, yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
How many of you know? You better know the difference. There are some things that come from God, and there are some things that come from the devil. And see, if you know that thing is from God, then you have no need to fear.
Jesus.
Amen? He said, that thing that's in conceived from Mary is of the Holy Ghost. And how many of you know everything that comes from God is a gift?
That's right.
Amen? And the Bible says this. Watch this. God, the Bible says that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
So watch this. If you know that that thing has come from God, if you know that your house is from God, if you know your job is from God, if you know that new client is from God,
yes,
if you know that idea is from God, Amen. If you know that thought is from God, then that thing is good and it's perfect.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
See, some people say every good gift comes from God. Devil gives good gifts too.
Right.
There's many a devil that gave a fur coat.
Right.
Amen. That's right.
There's many a devil that gave a diamond ring.
Amen.
There's many a devil that bought a car for somebody. Amen. That car might have been good, but it wasn't perfect.
Right.
Amen.
It wasn't perfect for you. Amen. But every good and perfect gift comes down from God. The Bible says that he who finds a wife finds a good thing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, why? Because that wife comes from God.
Amen.
It don't come from ChristianMingle.com. Comes from God.
That's true.
But watch this, right? But watch this though. See, I can say this about my wife. See, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains the favor of the Lord.
Right.
So don't that mean my wife came from God? So don't that mean, Brother Baker, that my wife is good and perfect?
Right.
All right.
For me.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen. That's right.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah, that's right.
Why? Because if I truly believe God gave me my wife, then she must be good and perfect.
Right, right.
That's right.
See, there's a wife out there right now. Your husband talking about you like a dog, but you need to know something. If God gave you to that man, then you're good and perfect. And you should look in the mirror and say, I'm a gift from God. And since every gift from God is good and perfect, I'm good and perfect.
Amen.
That's right.
So next time y'all get married, or when y'all get married, understand something. You're good and perfect.
Amen.
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 Why? Because God is giving you unto that man, and everything God gives is good and perfect.
Right.
Amen. The Bible, John the Baptist said, a man can receive nothing unless it comes from heaven.
Amen.
See, if you're a child of God, that's how you should. I will receive nothing unless it comes from heaven. See, if you have that in your heart, then see, God's going to warn you of the things that don't come from him.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to receive anything unless it comes from heaven.
Amen.
Why? Because everything God gives is what? Good and perfect. Amen. And so he said, listen, he said, don't fear to take Mary as your wife, but that which is conceived of her comes from God. So know what that means? He's good and perfect. How many of you know Jesus is good and perfect?
Yes,
amen. Amen. But look what he said, that thing which is conceived of her is from the Holy Ghost. I love that right there. See, I want you to believe something. I want you to close your eyes even and think about this. That inside of you, God has conceived some things.
Wow. Amen.
Jessica, inside of you, God has conceived some things.
That's right.
Inside of people of God right now, somebody carrying around a New York Times bestseller on the inside of them right now.
Amen.
Forget Samsung. Somebody is carrying on in the inside of them the next big thing.
Amen. Right.
That's right.
Somebody's carrying on the inside of them the next idea that's going to make a difference for all mankind.
Amen.
Somebody in here, you're carrying stuff on the inside of you. Every person of God got something on the inside. God has conceived something in you.
Wow.
Mary was pregnant. And I believe this, amen. I believe every person of God, male and female, is pregnant. Mm.
Yes.
Because God's conceived something in you. And I love what they say about pregnant women. Because they say about pregnant women, they say pregnant women are expecting. So if you are a child of God, you should realize, God has conceived something in me. Yeah, you may be a male, but you still are pregnant with something God has put on the inside of you, which means you should be always in a state of expectation. I walk around every day expecting something. Why? Because God has conceived something on the inside of me. I'm pregnant by the Holy Ghost. I'm pregnant with an idea. I'm pregnant with a new invention. I'm pregnant with a business idea on the inside of me. I'm pregnant with something that has come from God. And so I walk around in a constant state of expectation. You don't need no pregnancy test. I already declared it. You're pregnant. Amen? You don't need no blue or whatever color it needs to change. Amen? Amen. You're already pregnant. I declared it. Amen? You're a child of God. God has conceived something on the inside of you. I got some great ideas that God has conceived on the inside of me. And I'm expecting them to come out. Yes. Amen. Amen. Everybody in here is pregnant.
Amen. Praise the
Lord. Amen. Amen. You should never want to go to church unless everybody pregnant.
It's that glow.
Amen. That's right. Pregnant, right? You got that glow of pregnancy about you. But you about to give birth to life. Amen. Things are about to change. Amen. You're about to bring life into the world because you have something that's conceived of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. So that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. Which literally means Savior, amen? For he shall save his people from their sins.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I love when God speaks in words like with shall.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Three times the word shall is used in this verse. She shall bring forth a son. You shall call his name Jesus. And he shall save the people from their sins. God doesn't stutter, you know. When God speaks a thing, amen, that thing is as good as done. Amen. What has God told you? I don't care how long ago he told you. How many of you know that thing is as good as done? It was done from the time he said it. Because God doesn't say a thing and then take it back. Amen. If he said it, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, he's going to bring it to pass. The question is, are you going to stay in there long enough with a spirit of expectation to see the promise come to pass in your life?
Amen.
Amen. See, we got to be like Jacob who wrestled with God all night. And some of us got to keep wrestling with God. Some of us give up too easy. Amen. Get tired. But Jacob wrestled with God until the dawn was coming. And God told him, you better let me go. What Jacob told him? He said, I'm not going to let go till you bless me.
Right.
And see, that's how I am with God. Amen.
Amen.
I am not letting go of God till he blesses me.
Amen.
See, he blesses me with every promise that he's made in my life. There are some things God has told me that I ain't told nobody else. And you should be the same way. There should be some things that God has told you in your father that, like Mary in the Sunday school, you just been pondering them in your heart. But you holding on to those things, and you like Jacob, I am not letting go of you, God, until you bless me like you said.
Yes. Amen.
And how many of you know God will do it?
Amen.
If God is not a man that he should lie, he will do it. Faithful is he who has promised. Amen.
Amen.
And he's going to do it for you. Amen. I'm going to tell somebody, amen, 10 days left of the year, but God told you something in the beginning of the year, it's going to happen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled. Know what that's saying? That all of this was done for a purpose. How many of you know God has a purpose? Everything that we go through, it, God has a purpose behind it. Even the bad stuff, even the hard stuff, there's a purpose behind it. Even your struggles, amen? You look back over your life and some of the struggles you had, there was a purpose behind that. Amen? Because God has a purpose for everything He does. Yes. Nothing just happens to a child of God just because.
Yes.
God has a plan and a purpose for your life. And some things that happen in your life aren't good, but it's still, oh glory to God, but they're still purposeful.
Yes.
Hmm? They may not be good, but they're still purposeful. They're still filled with purpose. Joseph was sold into slavery. That wasn't good. Joseph was thrown into a pit. That wasn't good. Joseph was thrown into prison. That wasn't good. Joseph was betrayed by the butler who left him in prison. That wasn't good. But it was all for a purpose. Amen. And see, Joseph, years and years later, when he finally saw his brothers, he said, what you were thinking about me was for evil, but God meant it for good, to bring it to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive.
Yes.
See, God had a purpose for the pit. God had a purpose for the prison. You just wanted to hurt me.
Jesus.
There are some people that God has removed from your life. Their only purpose was to hurt you, was to bring you down, was to break you down. And see, but that's what they meant. But God meant it for your good. So that you can save much people alive as it is this day. How? By giving your testimony about what you went through and then standing here and say, but look at me now.
Amen.
We all go through some stuff, but God has a purpose.
Yeah.
Amen. So yes, Joseph, you were in this tough spot, and it's an embarrassing spot, but this was all done because God had a purpose. Because the Savior had to be born through a virgin girl. Amen. Isaiah had prophesied. He said, the virgin shall give birth. God has a purpose. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and she shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Amen. I'm happy God is with us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is with us. God is with us. The Bible said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Amen. Sometimes all God will ever do for you is to remind you of His presence. I'm right here. Amen. And that is enough for a person of God who understands that if God is present with me, then nobody can defeat me.
Amen?
Amen?
Right.
And one of the blessings of Christmas, amen, is that Jesus, one of Jesus' names is Emmanuel. Mm-hmm. Amen? Why? Because God is with us. Amen. John said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. But then he said, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his beauty as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We beheld his glory, I should say.
Amen.
Amen. We beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. God came in the person of Jesus Christ. Amen. God came to earth. And then when Jesus left, he left the Holy Spirit with us, which means God is still with us.
Yeah.
Amen. And I don't know about you, but that encourages me. Amen. See, and that's what, but see, God can't be with us today if God never came in the first place. And when Jesus was born, God manifested himself in the flesh. Amen. And he's been with us ever since. And because God is with us, we can't lose. The Bible says, who can lay a charge at God's elect? Amen. Amen. People can try to blame you and charge you and accuse you and do all these things. But if God is with you, God will set you up and put other people down. God will move people out the way and pull you forward. When God is with you and you know it. Amen. Because see, God manifests his presence with his people in magnificent ways.
Yes. Amen.
God protects you with his presence. Amen. When you know God is with you, you're not afraid of what other people can do to you. God told Jeremiah, he said, the king gonna fight you. The prince is gonna fight you. The priests are gonna fight you. The people are gonna fight you. But they won't prevail. Amen. Why? Because I am with you and shall deliver you.
Amen.
And if he said that to Jeremiah, how many of you know he's saying that to you today? People may fight against you, but they won't prevail. Isn't that a good news, amen? Oh yeah, somebody may want you out to die, but they won't prevail.
Yes.
Right.
Because I will deliver you. That's not a surprise. That's a promise that you should be banking on because you know you're a child of God.
Amen.
It's the gift of his presence in our life. It protects us. It nurtures us. It comforts us. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. When you know God is with you, you can go through some stuff that make other people run and hide.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Some people, I ain't doing that. I'm not doing that. They're scared, amen, because they see with their natural eyes, but you are a child of God, amen. And see, you aren't like the Hazar when he come out on the porch and see the chariots and the horses and the mountains and go, Master, what shall we do? But you're going to be like the prophet Elijah who said, God, open this fool's eyes, amen, that he may see that they that be with us are more than they that be with them. You have God's presence with you. Amen.
Yeah.
Everywhere you walk, you should walk with confidence. Even when you go into a new situation, your head should be held up high. Even if you walk in a place and you ain't qualified, you should know you may not be qualified, but you're equipped.
Amen.
Why? Because God is with you. It's the gift of his presence. Amen. People start trying to say they're going to get you. Listen, that's why I say, let the haters talk. Let people talk about you. Let people plot against you.
Wow.
Amen. Let people do all that stuff. Amen. Remember, God is with you. You know what God says? He said, I created the smith who blows the coals in the fire to bring forth his instrument for his work. And I created the waster to destroy.
Yes.
And then after he said that, he said, and I'm telling you, no weapon.
No weapon.
See, because he created those who make the weapons. He knows their strength and he knows their limitations. He said, and I'm telling you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Because I created them jokers. And I know what they're capable of, and I know what they can't do.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
In the book of Acts, it says that the time of refreshing is found in God's presence. Amen? Whenever you are worn down and weary, you got to understand the gift of God's presence gives you a time of refreshing. I had some people look at me the other day when I was in New York and I'm doing some work for them. They're like, John, how old are you? I said, I'm 52. No way! What you doing? See, I got times of refreshing.
Yeah,
like.
Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm supposed to look like this.
Amen, amen.
I'm a child of God.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Is that right, Brother Dylan?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hmm?
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Sister Patricia, when your daughters get older, and everybody say, I thought you were their sister. They're supposed to say that.
That's right.
Times of refreshing are in the presence of God. Mm. This is a gift, amen. This is a gift of God. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. God has given us the gift of His presence.
Yes.
Through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Joy, protection, provision, guidance, amen,
yes.
Comfort, strength, peace, and more.
Amen.
In His presence.
Amen.
It's the gift of Christmas, amen. It's the gift of God's presence.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
That's what Christmas is. God gave us His presence.
Mm-hmm.
And He said this, and I'm never taking it away.
Amen.
Amen? Why? Because it's in my name, Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Amen.
Amen.
God is with my family.
Amen.
Why? He said it. So I say it.
That's right.
Amen. God is with me wherever I go. Why? Because He told me, I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will not, read it in the Amplified, leave you.
Amen. That's what it says.
I won't make up stuff.
Amen.
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 Amen. I will not leave you. Why? It's the gift of my presence.
Sorry.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Be not dismayed of their faces. Why? Because I'm with you.
Jesus.
Do you know what we can do when we're conscious of the gift of His presence? There's nothing that can stop a man or a woman of God who fully understands that the God of all creation is with me. Amen?
Yes.
You go forward with boldness. You go forward in confidence, not in yourself, but in Him and all the promises that are on your life.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
God. Amen. God said, I'm never going to leave you. He told David, he said, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. People close to you can turn their back on you, but God said, don't worry, I'll take you up.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen.
That's right.
Because I'm with you. Amen. I'm with you. And so listen. We're excited about Christmas because it's the manifestation of the presence of God in our lives. Jesus came to earth. Amen. God put on flesh. Amen. And came to earth. And for those who believe, He said, I'll be with you forever. Amen. So we go through things in this life, but guess what? We don't go through them alone. Amen.
Mm-mm.
If it had not been for the Lord on our side. Amen. Amen. They said, but we have trusted in the name of the Lord. Some men trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we trust, amen, but we shall remember the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Because God is with us. So listen, this Christmas, understand something, amen. God, Christmas is really about God manifesting His presence in the life of man.
Yes.
That's why for the Christian, who really walks around with understanding, you really can say Christmas is every day.
Amen.
Because God's with you every day.
Right.
He's with you every day. And Christmas is about God revealing and giving the gift of His presence to all mankind.
Amen.
Here I am. Amen. Here I am. That's what God says to us every morning. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up and you acknowledge Him. Here I am.
Right.
Amen. God, I need you. Here I am.
Amen.
God, I have a question. Here I am. Amen.
Yes.
Practice His presence. Talk to Him all the time. Acknowledge Him in ways great and small.
Yes.
As you get ready to go out your house, Lord, which way should we go?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I asked the Lord yesterday if I should buy a donut.
And the answer was?
No! So I left the donuts in the store. Do you understand?
Right.
It may seem like it's small, but practice His presence.
Right.
Know that He's with you.
Right.
That you can ask Him whether you can buy a donut or you should buy a bag of potato chips.
Right. Right.
Because listen, when the weightier things of life come, you'll be more in tune to His voice. Because you've asked Him about these small things, because you walked around with an acknowledgement that God's greatest gift to man is His presence. Amen. So I'm glad for Christmas, amen, because it lets me know that God has made Himself present to me. He's done it to all of us. Amen. And what a gift, amen. There's no greater gift than to know God is with you.
Yes.
Amen. There's nothing that can fill you with more confidence and peace and joy than knowing that no matter what you go through, God will always be right there.
Yes. Amen.
And Christmas is something that comes around every season, and we talk about this thing. But for the true child of God who's walking in faith, you understand this is something that's yours for eternity.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. And so I'm filled with confidence. Amen.
Amen.
Hmm? Why? Because God's with me.
Yes.
Amen. I feel like Adam. That God comes in the cool of the day to talk to me.
Yes.
And sometimes I get mad at myself when I don't take enough time to spend time with God.
Yeah.
Isn't that a frustrating thing, amen? That God wants to be with us all the time, and here we are running around doing all the other things.
Oh,
and I know we got stuff to do, don't get me wrong, but ain't nothing more important than getting into His presence.
Amen?
Amen? Amen. Times of refreshing are in the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. And so we praise God this Christmas, amen, because God has blessed us with His presence. Amen. And so now as we go about, we're going to be giving gifts and all those things. Amen. We were talking to Sunday school earlier today that, you know, when we were celebrating Christmas, when we were in the world, after Christmas always came with disappointment and depression.
Yes.
Because the whole gift-giving thing wasn't enough. It always left a feeling of disappointment. But when you know God,
right,
amen, and Christmas takes on a different meaning for you, there really is joy in our season.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. And in this way, it's not even about what you get. Amen.
Amen.
It's just about being able to experience the love of God and to share the love of God with your family and your friends.
Yeah.
And all of that is courtesy because God is with us.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And someone tell me what Christmas is really all about.
Amen.
It's about God being with us.
Amen.
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 Amen. And we praise God for it. Let's rest on our feet today. God is with us.
Amen.
Amen. No matter where we go, God is with us. Amen. So we go in confidence and strength. Let's pray today. Father, we bless you today. We thank you, God, for the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that God became man, took on flesh, and dwelt among us. We thank you, God. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And so, Father, through the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, we know you even the more. And we thank you right now, God, that even though Jesus has taken his rightful place at the right hand of the throne of God, we thank you that he has left the Holy Spirit here with us, that God is continuing to dwell with his people. Yeah. And Father, we bless you right now for the presence of God in our life. We thank you, God, that we can go through every situation, every challenge with expectation, with hope, with confidence, and with strength. Because you are with us. We thank you, God, this Christmas, God, that we are reminded even the more that the birth of Christ ushered in God in the earth. And for those who believe, God will always be with them. Through sunshine and rain, through heartache and pain, through the good times and the bad times, when people are around us and when people leave us, when people support us and when people betray us. Father, when we have money and when we don't, when we're going up and when we're down, that you are the God of the mountains and the valleys, that you are always with us. And so, Father, we are not filled with fear. But we are filled with expectation. We are filled with hope that makes us not ashamed. We are filled with confidence that things shall work together for the good because God is with us. We shall triumph because God is with us. We shall, God, come through with victory because God is with us. We shall recover off our sick bed because God is with us. We shall be bold because God is with us. We shall make a difference because God is with us. We shall touch other lives because God is with us. We shall do great things because of your abiding presence in our lives. Father, we're praying that you will make us sensitive more and more and more in all of the many ways that you are present with us. Let us never forget that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And Father, we bless you as we stand here today, and we give you all glory and praise for blessing us with the gift of your presence. Not only Christmas time, God, but all year long. And Father, we give you the praise and we give you the thanks for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. We thank God for his presence.
Wonderful. Very special. Beautiful. Heaven sent me out, very wonderful, supernatural, special.